On Indiana University's Total Solar Eclipse Week, special events can bring an abundance of tourism dollars to an area. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Philip Powell, clinical assistant professor of business economics and public policy at the Kelly School of Business, looks into the effects of eclipse tourism.
It is a natural phenomenon that lasts for only about 4 minutes. But that 4 minutes could mean an influx of people and spending in cities along the 100-mile-wide path of totality for the solar eclipse on April 8. In Bloomington, Indiana, the city expects more than 300,000 people to flock to the area. Cities along the path of totality can expect a spike in tourism for several days. Restaurants will be overflowing, hotels will be full, and shops will be busy. Businesses and residents can expect a flood of additional income. In my research on economic development, we look at what drives economic prosperity in regions, especially in the state of Indiana. A hard-to-repeat influx of visitors from far away is an important marketing opportunity for any region. Visibility can be as valuable as a short-term spike in local income. The upcoming eclipse is an opportunity to showcase cities in the path of totality as a destination for relocation by companies, skilled working professionals, and wealthy retirees. Assets that can definitely boost a regional economy. The 2017 eclipse brought 1.6 million people and $269 million to South Carolina. Similarly, it brought $63.5 million in tourism revenue to Wyoming. The economic impact of an eclipse is big. Hospitality businesses need to be ready to operate at full capacity, and the regions along the path of totality need to be ready to convince outsiders that their city or state is a spectacular place to live and do business.
That was Philip Powell of Indiana University Bloomington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.